It's a short one today. Seven top of the base of tests as a machaber. Chametz and esapesh kodem zman isuro. If you have chametz which started to already get moldy and gross before Pesach, with nifsal mechilas kelev, and before Pesach even started, it became that even a dog wouldn't eat it. Osha sarfa be'esh kodem zmano v'necher chachen arayla kelev. Or you singed it, you burnt it. In order that a dog would no longer eat it before Pesach started. Or you set it aside that it should be specifically meant for sitting on, and you put plaster on it. In those cases, mutar l'kamo b'Pesach, you're allowed to keep it on Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says that in the case of the placing plaster on it, that works even if it's not nifsal from eating, because you were clearly nullified it from being food when you put the plaster on it. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that not only are you allowed to keep it on Pesach, but it's mutar b'hana. You're not allowed to eat it, midrabanan, until after Pesach. And even though eating something which is not ra'oi should be okay, still, since you want to eat it, you apply the rule of achshavei and say that midrabanan, it's going to be a problem. It's only the case if you actually say you want to eat it, intended to eat it, but if it fell into your food or something like that, even then we can't aser the food, because it's this food, this chametz is like afer ba'alma. So when it falls into your food, if you didn't really want to eat it, so we can't apply achshavei, and therefore it's going to be mutter for you to eat it. In that case, the poskim discuss rat poison or something like that. So even if there's chametz in the rat poison, clearly that's going to be called nifsal mechilas kelev, and it's not going to be a problem of having it on Pesach.